I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Many of you may have been unfortunate enough to have seen this vile video of a TikTok influencer mocking Charlie Kirk's death.
Bitches, let's all join hands and bow our heads in thoughts and prayers for Charlie Kirk. Thoughts and prayers for Charlie Kirk.
Well, that's how it started. And here's how it went.
Well, since I posted those two videos, my life has been completely turned upside down, and I have been thrown into what I can only explain as literal hell.
And if you can believe it, things for this woke leftist just got a whole lot worse. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Meet Megan Farina. She's a TikToker with hundreds of thousands of followers. She was one of an infamous group of morally vicious progressives across the nation who openly mocked and ridiculed Charlie Kirk's assassination. But she brought this thing to another level. She decided not only to mock Charlie, but to mock the very idea and practice of thoughts and prayers, the very means by which people during such a time find comfort in the face of such an unspeakable tragedy. They were profaned into vicious weapons of scorn and ridicule.
Bitches, let's all join hands and bow our heads in thoughts and prayers for Charlie Kirk. Thoughts and prayers for Charlie Kirk. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Well, obviously that didn't sit well with a lot of people who were frankly shocked and appalled at such a disgusting display of degeneracy, of basic human dignity. And she found that out the hard way.
MAGA protesters have shown up to my house, driven through my private neighborhood, sent me hate mail, left notes on my boyfriend's office, and my own neighbor has offered to share my whereabouts with the internet. Yes, you heard that correctly. My neighbor has offered to share my whereabouts with the internet. We have been traumatized and stripped of our privacy, all because I said Charlie Kirk, who did not believe in empathy himself, did not have mine. I think the most ironic thing is that my life and my family's lives have been torn apart over my words on the internet by the very people who support Charlie Kirk and are always yelling the loudest about their First Amendment right and freedoms of speech. And while I realize and believe strongly that words have consequences, there is nothing that I did or said that even deserved a percentage of what happened to me and my family.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, it's all about you. All about you, isn't it? She lost all empathy for Charlie. That's what we saw in that original video. A total and complete disregard for any sense of empathy for Charlie and his family. And yeah, what does she do? She turns around and demands empathy for herself. She mocked a real victim of violent, murderous violence, only to turn around and claim herself to be the true victim in all of this. She got caught deliberately posting herself in one of the most morally heinous, disgusting displays of inhuman behavior, only to turn around and accuse MAGA folks of being inhuman. Now, this kind of moral hypocrisy at one level is pretty straightforward. When you cross the line of basic human decency, you do open yourself up for, highly visceral responses. And the strangest thing here, she doesn't seem to even remotely be aware how that was the very argument that so many leftists made for why Charlie deserved what happened to him. Yeah, I mean, you remember that MSNBC commentator who rightly got canned for saying this. But when we were still learning the details of what happened and Charlie was being rushed to the hospital, this guy actually made the argument that Charlie, well, he could have been shot by a MAGA supporter who's firing his gun in the crowd or in the air. And if that wasn't absurd enough, this guy went on to actually blame Charlie for his own assassination. Yo, what are you going to do? You know, Charlie is a man of hate, and hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, and hateful words lead to, you know, hateful actions. Well, isn't that fascinating? If you engage in human behavior, aren't you inviting comparably inhuman responses? That's your logic, right? Well, now, of course, the breakdown in that is that Charlie's supposed hatred involved merely expressing ideas that the woke progressive left found offensive. That is what they found hatred. Not openly mocking and ridiculing a murder victim. And unfortunately for this woman, that video that attempted to make her the victim, let's just say it made things go from bad to worse. Wait until you see what happened next. But first, gang, it does look as if Congress is about to pass the crypto market structure bill before year end. We're just talking in weeks from now, even with government shutdowns happening. Now, think about that. When regulators are fighting to get crypto legislation done this fast, they know something the average person doesn't. They're racing to put America at the center of the next financial revolution. Eric Trump just announced they're tokenizing real estate projects through their new crypto coin, World Liberty Financial. And the Trumps have openly declared that crypto is one of the greatest assets of our time. Now, this is why you need to do what I've been doing, and that's learn about DeFi, decentralized finance. While it's still early, before it absolutely explodes, and we're talking about a worldwide explosion. My great friends over at Prime DeFi specialize in teaching everyday people how to build generational wealth through conservative crypto and DeFi strategies. They've been helping me with my own portfolio, and they're absolutely mind-blowing. They're not talking, well, you know, we're not talking about meme coins or get-rich-quick schemes. They're focusing on this amazing strategy of yield generation, putting your crypto to work for you, the same way central banks, institutions, and companies are doing right now. Prime DeFi works with Americans who want to understand this space without the hype, without the pressure. Now, this is something that's going to literally revolutionize the way you think about money. Click on that link below to access Prime DeFi's free resources. And then, like me, learn how to position yourself in this once-in-a-generation opportunity. I've sat through all their videos. They're absolutely amazing. President Trump and the SEC are giving the full green light on crypto, so this is your moment to join me and get in on the ground floor. Let Prime DeFi show you how to navigate this world with their educational step-by-step approach to crypto and DeFi. Click on that link in the description below and Prime DeFi will walk you through exactly what you need to know to get started safely and strategically, just like they've done with me. Click on that link below right now. What really seems to be happening at a wider social level is what Stanford psychologist Albert Bandura calls moral disengagement. Basically, it's the mental gymnastics that allows otherwise good people to do really horrible, terrible things without feeling the least bit guilty about it. And his concern is that social media is actually exacerbating this condition. You know, over the last few decades, researchers at the University of Michigan have surveyed the empathy levels of college students, and their most recent findings have been, frankly, their most concerning. When compared to students from the 1980s, today's college students score 40% lower on empathy tests than students in the 80s. 40% lower on empathy. And guess when the biggest drop occurred? Right after 2000, exactly when social media began to take off. So it's not a coincidence. UC Berkeley did another study. They found 57% of Americans straight up admit that social media toxicity has more or less killed their empathy. In other words, it's hard to care for someone online. It's hard to empathize with a digital identity. And we're spending more time than ever on a screen. I mean, we're literally training ourselves to feel less. Now, you combine this implosion of empathy online with the hyper-partisanization that's been happening as our nation grows more and more divided, where politics now literally infest everything from our late-night television shows to our Bud Light. And you begin to see the recipe for radical and widespread dehumanization. We tell ourselves, he deserved it. I'm fighting for justice. And suddenly cruelty feels righteous. And what's really crazy in all of this, United Way did a study back in 2023 and found empathy ratings in America dropped 14% during the pandemic alone. It was worse for millennials. It dropped 20%. And what we're finding is that brain scans are showing reduced activity in the insular cortex. That's the part of your brain responsible for empathy, for feeling what others feel. So we're not just losing empathy culturally. We're literally rewriting our actual brains at the neurological level. And the irony in this, particularly for these woke leftists, is when you're doom scrolling every day, looking for the next person destroyed, hunting for the next outrage, you lose the ability to actually respond to real injustice. That's why I've had to applaud Bill Maher for calling out his fellow liberals and their deafening silence over the genocide of Christians in Nigeria. They go nuts over the genocide in Gaza, but they care nothing about the genocide of Christians. This is exactly what happens when everything is an online outrage. Well, then the real outrage disappears. When you spend your day obsessing over imaginary and fabricated injustices like Charlie Kirk's supposed hate speech, you miss the real injustice, which was the senseless gunning down of a young husband and father of two. And so then this brings us full circle here with this TikToker. Her inability to perceive moral reality blinded her to the real moral outrage. And therefore, we shouldn't be surprised if she can't recognize morally outrageous behavior in herself. Speaking of, as promised, here's the latest.
I feel like it's going to come as no surprise to anybody, but we are moving. After being doxxed by MAGA and having my entire family's lives threatened and for it to continue to happen in my comments as I went back to posting, we definitely no longer felt safe here. So we decided we had to move. Luckily, we had the ability to do so.
That's right. She gone. She's now reportedly having to move from her home. She's done. She's claiming this is for her own safety. But there you have it. I mean, it does appear that whether she liked it or not, she's facing moral accountability for her own highly immoral actions, for right or for wrong. It's one thing to own it, to take responsibility for it, and confess what you've done. That's the heart of what it means to be a Christian person, a Christian human. We're all fallen, we're all flawed, and we confess it and seek forgiveness. It's a whole other thing to try to desperately make yourself the victim of your own deplorable actions. And with that in mind, I must admit, it's pretty hard for me to find any empathy with this.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.